There is probably more that's been written about love than about any other subject on earth. Oscar Wilde put it this way, to be in love is to surpass oneself. Well, today, of course, is February 14th, and commentator Kevin Kling shares this Valentine.
I like Valentine's Day. As a holiday, it rates up there with Halloween. On Halloween, we get permission to dance with the dead and adorn what scares us most. But on Valentine's Day, we're allowed to be unabashedly romantic in front of everyone. I know every day should be Valentine's Day, but that's like saying every day should be Mother's Day. It's just not going to happen. So get out and flaunt it. I remember in grade school, I had this tremendous crush on Stephanie Ashford. She was beautiful with golden blonde hair. My buddy John Klein said, man, she could make a priest kick out a stained glass window. In the library, I would look up exotic locales in magazines, and in my mind place Stephanie there with me. Spain, the beaches of Brazil, Borneo. In reality, I knew Stephanie would never give me a second look, not while Lee Gustafson walked the earth. But our love lived in that beautiful plane of what if, and that was fine. I know now that real love exists in the simplicity of a shared meal or a dance or a laugh, but still, a little bit of mystery is essential for romance. Pablo Neruda said, "Love is a journey of water and a star." To me, the water is the mystery, and the star is a point of navigation. Fixed, a means to find one another, or a way home, or a stepping stone toward the infinite. Lovers throughout time seem to exist in that profound state of what if. Abelard and Heloise separated by their vows, Romeo and Juliet by family, Dante lamenting for Beatrice while doing time in hell. Others are separated by wars, mental illness, addiction. At times it seems like there are more oceans than stars. By the shores of the Great Lakes in Minnesota and the oceans of New England, there are homes with porches designed especially for waiting on one's love to return from the sea. I always imagined Gulliver's wife waiting for him on such a porch while he was off fighting the Lilliputians, his wife looking out at the water and up to their star. I wrote a poem about Gulliver's wife. It goes like this. I'll send you my kisses like birds, hoping they'll migrate to you. I'll send you kisses because by keeping them at home, I might tame them. I'll send you my tears like jewels, hoping they will be lost. I'll send you my tears because by keeping them at home, they might tame me. I'll send you my love like warm wind on your back, hoping you'll turn and breathe me in. Love is a journey of water and a star. Happy Valentine's Day.